Some big changes are coming to Late Night this week. Stephen Colbert and Craig Ferguson are both leaving their late night talk shows. NPR TV critic Eric Dagan says while both men rebelled against convention, only one used success to move on to bigger things.
From the cover of Entertainment Weekly to shout-outs from James Franco and Michael J. Fox, everyone seems to be talking about tonight's finale of Stephen Colbert's Comedy Central show, The Colbert Report, including, to no one's surprise, the host himself.
The biggest question of all remains, how will my final broadcast close? Will I wake up next to Suzanne Plachette while B.J. Honeygut writes out goodbye and rocks until we cut to black in the middle of a Journey song?
But there's another long-running late-night host also saying goodbye this week. On Friday, Craig Ferguson hosts his last episode of CBS's The Late Late Show after nearly 10 years. His departure isn't getting much attention, in part because he's leaving as CBS builds its new late-night franchise around Colbert, who will replace retiring legend David Letterman in the new year. Both Colbert and Ferguson blew up the traditional talk show format in different ways. Ferguson built a show that often played like an impish inside joke, poking fun at the ubiquitous talk show sidekick by having a robot skeleton sidekick built. But this one also did a mean Morgan Freeman impersonation in front of Morgan Freeman.
See, when I open my mouth, it makes everything sound smart.
That's outstanding, Jeff.
Yeah, it is outstanding. It's very, very good.
First time I've ever heard myself from the outside.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Colbert crafted a program that touched the zeitgeist again and again.
I will speak to you in plain, simple English.
That's Colbert during the first episode of The Report in 2005, summing up all the absurdity of the modern news media in one word.
Truthiness. We are divided between those who think with their head and those who know with their heart.
Colbert started his show after 8 years on The Daily Show, playing an egotistical, dim-witted conservative pundit. But he also took his show into the real world, testifying before Congress about undocumented immigrants working on farms.
Now, I'm not a fan of the government doing anything, but I've got to ask, why isn't the government doing anything?
Later, Colbert told David Gregory on NBC's Meet the Press that such stunts help make tough political points in a less confrontational way.
Satire is parody with a point, because I've got no business doing something like that, but my character thinks he does. And through him, I can say things that are hopefully in a more palatable way than I could ever.
Craig Ferguson took over The Late Late Show in the same year as The Colbert Report began. He had no house band and improvised his monologues, including a serious vow to tone down making fun of celebrities in crisis.
People are dying. That Anna Nicole Smith woman, she died. No, it's not a joke. You know, it stops being funny. That she's got a six-week-old kid or six-month-old kid. What the hell is that?
But Ferguson also created a show filled with jokes built on past jokes, making it tough to cultivate new fans. Rivals like Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers beat him in the ratings, and he's now leaving. British comic James Corden takes over The Late Late Show in March. And so this week marks the end of two landmark late-night TV shows. One birthed a future star of the genre, and another ended as a noble experiment which never quite lived up to its potential. I'm Eric Deggans.